So in terms of checkpoint inhibitors, and you mentioned pembrolizumab, there are other checkpoint inhibitors that are used in the second line approved in lung cancer. Can you go through the other checkpoint inhibitors and how they're utilized?
Sure. So pembrolizumab was initially approved in the second line setting for patients who were platinum refractory and had PD-L1 high tumors, so 50% or greater. And then about the time that the frontline data was reported that showed a benefit to pembrolizumab versus frontline chemotherapy, that label was expanded so that patients with any amount of PD-L1 expression can be treated with pembrolizumab in the second line setting. By contrast, there is another PD-1 inhibitor, nivolumab, and a PD-L1 inhibitor, atezolizumab, that are approved in the second line setting for all comers, irrespective of the PD-L1 expression in their tumor. And so before pembrolizumab was approved in the frontline, nivolumab and atezolizumab were appealing because doctors didn't have to check the PD-L1 expression on the tumor in order to use it.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about the issue of tolerability and side effects with checkpoint inhibitors. We know this is a completely new paradigm for the oncology office because now, for the first time, we're talking about autoimmune toxicity, where with chemotherapy, it was a very different scenario. This patient had this issue of diarrhea. They weren't sure whether it was related. What happens in terms of the generation of these side effects, and what are the more common ones and the ones that are concerning?
Sure. So I think the first thing that we all heard about these immunotherapy drugs is how well tolerated they were. And certainly they are as compared to chemotherapies like docetaxel. But the reality is that these drugs work by boosting the patient's immune system to recognize the tumor, but they also result in the immune system recognizing other organs in the body, like the skin, and that causes dermatitis, like the intestines or the colon, and that causes colitis or diarrhea, like the thyroid gland, other endocrine glands, and that causes hyper and hypothyroidism. I would say those three side effects are the most common side effects that we see: dermatitis, colitis, diarrhea, colitis when it's severe, and endocrine abnormalities, especially hypothyroidism.